Noon came and went, and my throat burned for water. My head filled up with hot irons, like God was cattle branding on my brain. The forest turned thick and nasty. Thorns snagged at me. Roots and vines saw me coming and tripped me. Birds crowed up in the branches, mocking me harsh every time I stumbled. I mustn't have gone more than a handful of miles that whole morning. Then I heard his voice. Trapper. He'd snuck up on me, and now he was announcing his presence like he'd already won the fight.
You betrayed me, Elka girl, he said. Let him write to me.
Trees cut up his voice, and I couldn't tell if it was coming from behind me, above me. Hell, he could have been crawling in the dirt for all I could figure. I didn't do nothing, I said, and held my knife tight, slashing at the ferns.
There ain't no names in the forest, girl. No one knows who you are. No one going to miss you.
All that rumble, that heat in his voice was gone. He was talking like a hunter talks to his prey. I didn't tell her nothing, Trapper, I shouted. I stumbled through them woods, waving my arms around, knocking down phantoms.
Don't talk to no one, he said. You broke the rules, Elka girl.
Desiccation got me. Got me good and quick. Trapper always said I didn't drink enough on the best of days. Soon as I found it, I'd drink the mussa dry and show him how much I learned.
Twig snapped.
Real one. Not no phantom making noises. Snap me back to the here now in 2 seconds flat. Yellow eyes stared at me out a clump of ferns, no more than 10 strides away. A flash of gray fur tween the green. Them eyes blinked quick. It moved through the brush, keeping its gaze right on me, and I gripped that knife so tight my skin turned ghost pale. Wolves ain't no joke, and one had me in his sights.